Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we are continuing our discussion of the fact that if you are born again, you now have something in you that wasn't there before. You have in you the uncreated eternal life in God Himself. You have been born of God and are literally a partaker of His life or His nature. His nature is life. In Him is life. The Father has life in Himself, and He's given to the Son to have life in Himself. That's John 1:4 and John 5:26. You are now literally born of God. That life is in you to enable you and empower you to live and walk as Jesus walked when He was on this earth. That life is in you to produce fruit. Fruit is outward evidence of the life within. We've emphasized over the past few weeks that one of the word pictures used to describe our relationship with God through Jesus, now that we're born again, is that of a vine and a branch. A branch is united to the vine, and the life that's in the vine is the life that's in the branch. The branch is alive because it's in union with the vine. Fruit is outward evidence of the life within. Fruit grows on the branch by the power of the life of the vine in it. Fruit is outward evidence of the life within. And we began to look last week at Paul, who was a man who had the demonstration outwardly of the inward ability that was his because he was in union with Almighty God through Jesus Christ. He was able to access that life, that power, that ability. We've said so much. I always want to repeat everything that I've already said because everything I say today is dependent on that. But we'd run out of time if I did that. So let me just say, Paul lived by faith in the Son of God to be in Him and through Him all that Jesus intended to be and do through Him, through that union. Paul expected outward demonstration of the inward life, and he had it, but he lived by faith. So that's brought us to a discussion of faith, and that's what we're going to spend the rest of the week working on here. 2 Corinthians 5:4, Paul said, "We walk by faith and not by sight." And we made the point that the context of that verse, we looked at it in some detail last week, 2 Corinthians 4 and 5, the context is awareness of inward ability because God's in you, and expecting what's on the inside to show up on the outside. See, our part in all this, our part in experiencing God is our life, our part in producing fruit, if I can say it that way, and we'll discuss that in more detail in a week or so. Our part is to know what's in us and believe what's in us. We try to produce fruit. You can't do it. We try to make something happen. You can't do it. You have to know it and believe it. Believe and faith are two sides of the same coin. Faith is the noun, believe is the verb. We walk by faith and not by sight. What is faith? Well, whatever it is, it's not sight. Whatever it is, it's not sight, because Paul contrasted the two right there. Faith that accesses the provision and power of God is not sincerity or depth of commitment to the Lord. Sometimes people misunderstand. I've had people tell me that lady has great faith, meaning she's deeply committed to the Lord and fully sincere. Sometimes the New Testament uses the word faith that way, but most of the time when the word faith is used, it means believing what God says over and above what you see and feel, despite what you see. See, God has chosen to work in our lives by grace through faith. That's how our initial salvation comes to us, and that's how all the provisions of salvation become operative in our lives. You believe what God says, despite what you see and feel. That's faith. You believe what God says over above what you see and feel. And what God says changes what you see and feel. You know, you can have something from God, but if you don't know it, or if you don't believe it, it will be as though you don't have it. Last week we discussed Peter. Matthew 14 tells us that he was empowered by God to walk on water, but he almost drowned because he doubted it. He was able to walk on water. A man who could walk on water almost drowned because he didn't believe what he was by the power of God. See, that's where a lot of us are. Faith is not sight. Faith is agreement with God. Faith is not sight. It has nothing to do with what we see or feel. Faith is believing what God says over and above what we see and feel. Faith is believing what God says despite what we see and feel. God works in our lives by faith. If you put more stock in what you see and feel, you limit God in your life. Now you might say, oh, you can't limit God. Well, the Bible says you can. Israel limited the Holy One of God, but that's a whole can of worms for another day. Actually, we're going to open that can a little bit, maybe today and tomorrow for sure. Most of us walk by sight and we don't realize it. To walk by sight means you base what you believe and how you act on what you see and feel. Most of us walk by sight and don't even realize it. To walk by sight means you base what you believe and how you act on what you see and feel. See, that's exactly opposite faith. Faith believes what God says over and above what it sees and feels, despite what it sees and feels. Sight believes what it sees and feels. I'll give you an example. I feel weak, therefore I must be weak. I don't feel well, therefore I am not well. But in every situation, there are always two sources of information available, what we see and feel, and what God says. Now, sometimes they agree, but often they don't. If we will learn to side in with what God says, what we see and feel will change. See, God's word says, He is my strength. Yes, but I feel weak. I look weak. Well, you face a choice. Are you going to walk by sight, what you see and feel? Are you going to believe what you see and feel above what God says? Well, then you walk by sight. And you will not access the power of God in you by His life. Or are you going to walk by faith? I do feel weak. That is sure. I do feel weak. But God says He's my strength. Therefore, I am strong in Him. I don't care how I feel. I don't care how it looks. I'm going to agree with God. Thank you that you are my strength. Thank you that you are my power. Thank you that you in me are stronger than what's coming against me. Thank you that you are my strength to deal with the challenges I'm facing. See, I ended up with this statement yesterday. Our evidence that we have strength, patience, joy, health, wisdom, whatever's in eternal life, which is in us, our evidence is the Word of God. I'm strong. Why? Because the Bible says God's in me. And He is in me. We're not just playing with words. He's in me by His life. And there's life, whatever's in that life is in me. Well, there's strength in that life. The life of the vine is in me, and whatever's in that life is in me because the life of the vine is in me. There's strength, health, peace, joy, wisdom, patience, all that I need to live this life in victory. The Bible is my evidence that the life of God is in me and that I'm alive because of the life of God. The Bible is my evidence that the life of God is in me and that I am living by the life of God. The night before Jesus went to the cross at the Last Supper, He told His disciples and us that we can be of good cheer because He has overcome the world. That's John 16:33. Now that word overcome is the same word used both by Paul and John. When Paul said, we're more than conquerors through him who loves us, it's the word overcome. We're more than overcomers through him who loved us. John said, this is the victory that overcome. John said, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And he said, whosoever is born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. It's the same word Jesus used when he said, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Now Jesus is God become a man without ceasing to be God. While on earth, he did not live as God. He lived as a man in union with and dependent upon the uncreated eternal life of God in his human spirit. We discussed that in some detail last week. But in doing so, Jesus demonstrated what a man in union with God looks like. He demonstrated what a man living by the life of God in his human spirit looks like. And he said that following his resurrection, we would have the same kind of relationship with the Father that he has, union with the life in God. We discussed that last week. John 14:20, he said, in that day, following the resurrection, you shall know that I am in the Father, and he's in me, and I'm in you, and you're in me. You'll have the same kind of union relationship I have with my Father. His life in me makes me an overcomer. Now, the very next day, the day after Jesus made these statements, he went to the cross and opened the way for the new birth by paying for and removing our sins. When we believe on Jesus, our sins are remitted or wiped out, and God then fills us with or unites us to his life through Jesus. By conquering sin and death through his death and resurrection, and then uniting us to the life in himself, Jesus made it possible for us to become what he was in his earth walk. He made it possible for us to be conquerors. That's why he was able to say, you guys can be encouraged or be of good cheer because I have overcome the world. We are overcomers because we now partake of the same life, the same ability, the same strength by which Jesus, as a man, was empowered to overcome everything that came his way in his earth walk. We now partake of the same life that reanimated the dead body of Jesus and brought him out of the grave. Jesus in me has already overcome everything life can bring my way, and he'll now do in me and through me the very same thing, if I will believe it. If I will walk by faith and not by sight. We'll pick it up right here tomorrow. Amen.
You have been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619.